But first, Arizona teachers are walking into school for the second day in a row today. This is all leading up to a planned walk out on Thursday. Casey Kuhn was at Orangewood School this morning and joins us. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
So we know teachers are doing this all week in preparation for the walk out. What was the general attitude and how are teachers feeling about this potential strike now that it's only 2 days away?
Right. So this was actually the second walk in I saw today on my way to Orangewood at 19th Avenue in Greenwood. It's part of the Washington Elementary School District. I saw another one on an overpass at the 17 and over on Glendale. So it's clearly the support's not really waning, but I will say that the people I saw at Orangewood, I was invited there by a teacher who I had met on a source, who was a source for another story that was kind of not even education related. But she invited me out there and I came out to talk to people, but a lot of people didn't want to talk. And she said that might be because some people are worried that their teacher certification might be revoked if they walk out. The plan is still on, though, for the Orangewood teachers to walk out. They're closing the school, in fact. And the people I did speak to, like teacher Jeremy Smith, he said that it's just important to keep the public eye on these walk-ins for teachers.
I think it's important, you know, that we're out here just to raise awareness of what's going on. Because, I mean, I did a little poll in my classroom, and even among the students, like, they weren't 100% sure, like, why are the teachers standing on the corner? And I was like, if the kids don't even know, then I'm guessing their parents probably don't know. And so I think it just helps us. We have to keep hammering home, you know, this is why we're out here. This is what we're doing. And kind of deflect some of that negative attention that, you know, some people are trying to bring to this.
Casey, you've been covering this story since the beginning, and I'm wondering, you alluded to it a bit, but is there any formal sense of trepidation now and any way of telling if teachers are hoping the governor or the legislature will swoop in the next couple of days and put an offer on the table before schools close that has that sort of solidity to it, that sustainable funding that they're looking for?
Right. Yeah, I talked to a few teachers actually about that and basically said, is the governor's plan, you know, enough for you? And they all pretty much just said no. I spoke with one teacher who said that she's been talking with her students about how these plans are going and what it means for them. She was there with like a few of her 13-year-old students, one whose parent was an NPR listener, so we appreciate that. But anyway, so yeah, I would say that trepidation is real. It wasn't like a lot of walk-ins where there's like I've seen so far where there's at least like 100 or so people. It was more subdued and very, actually pretty short. It was probably about 20 minutes long and everyone kind of walked in real quick. But so one of the teachers I talked to, Diana Bonney, she has a doctorate in education. She teaches STEM. She said she actually looked at her previous pay stubs, said she was paid more in 2008, 2009 because of a 6-year pay freeze, increasing insurance costs. She said the contract that she signed had different terms when she put her name on it. So here's that clip.
What was on the front page of the paper this morning? I've forgotten. Because it wasn't about us. I looked through the other pages to see what Ducey said, and it was, I don't understand why teachers are walking out. I gave him the raise. He hasn't given us anything. He's sad. He's talked. Talk is cheap.
And Casey, finally, what's the contingency plan for a closure where you are? And you know, teachers, this is tough because there's no end date. If the strike actually starts Thursday, teachers don't know how long it's going to go. How are they going to keep their energy up? How are they going to keep focused on what they'll need to do once they get back in the classroom?
Right. Yeah, I think the fact that there's no end date is something that's really on the front of a lot of people's minds. Right now, the plan is to walk out on Thursday, Friday, go to the Capitol, gather there. The school I went to, Orangewood, and all the Washington Elementary District schools are closing Thursday and Friday, along with a lot of other school districts and schools. They are planning to have breakfast and lunch, but there's not going to be any transportation. There's not going to be any after school programs or extracurriculars. So the teachers I spoke to all said that they're taking their sick days, and that's kind of the plan for them and how they were able to walk out, at least at Orangewood. So to keep the energy up, I think that most of the teachers basically just want to keep the word, getting the word out. They handed out flyers in very teacher-like fashion and nice two little columns that had education facts about how much funding has been cut and why the governor's plan doesn't work for them, at least, and why it's not sustainable and not exactly what they've been asking for.
KJZZ's Casey Kuhn with the latest on the walk-in and the planned walk-out on Thursday. Casey, thanks.
Thank you.